So I saw that as they went on, there met them two men in raiment that shone like gold. Also their faces shone as the light. These men asked the pilgrims whence they came, and they told them. They also asked them where they had lodged, what difficulties and dangers, what comforts and pleasures they had met in the way, and they told them. Then said the men that met them,
"You have but two difficulties more to meet with, and then you are in the city."
"Good sirs, would you be so kind as to accompany us and guide our feet in straight paths?"
"But of course. But you must obtain the city by your own faith, not ours."
"Thus it has been all along. Come, Hopeful, let us be off."
So I saw in my dream that they went on together till they came in sight of the gate. Now I further saw that betwixt them and the gate was a river. But there was no bridge to go over, and the river was very deep. At the sight thereof, the pilgrims were much stunned.
"Oh no! Such a river as I never saw!"
"So deep and so wide!"
"And we cannot come at the gate, except that we can get over it."
"That is correct. You must go through, or you cannot come at the far side."
"Is there no other way to the gate?"
"Ah, yes, to be sure. But there hath not any, save Enoch and Elijah, been permitted to tread that special path since the foundation of the world. Nor shall any more tread it till the 144,000 shall meet the Lord in the air, and evermore be with the Lord."
The pilgrims then, especially Christian, began to despond in his mind, and looked this way and that. But no way could be found by them by which they might escape the river.
"Oh, woe is me! Woe is me!"
"Be not faithless, but believing."
"Sir, is the river so deep all the way across?"
"We cannot say."
"Why not? Do you not know?"
"We do not know."
"Why not?"
"According to your faith, so shall it be unto you."
"What meaneth that?"
"It means that you shall find the river deep or shallow, as you believe in the king of the place."
"Well then, Brother Hopeful, since the Lord of the city hath promised that according to our days, so shall our strength be, let us pray for strength to cross this river."